Who is Satan, and what is his conflict with the kingdom of heaven? Some say that he is just a fictional character that was dreamed up to scare little children into behaving themselves. And some say that he is just the personification of the evil that is in mankind. The Messiah Jesus reveals the great dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, really does exist. And in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, reading from the 38th to the 44th verses, Jesus speaking here says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Many of the Jews at the time that Jesus was here upon the earth believed that being a descendant of Abraham set them apart from all other men on earth. They did not understand that the good works that Abraham did come from the mind or heart, and they cannot be passed from generation to generation through the genes of mankind. The Messiah taught them, when your heart is evil, your father is Satan. Satan was a murderer from the beginning, filled with lusts, and he was a deceitful liar. He was not created with an evil heart, but pursued his own evil thoughts and imaginations. When Jesus was tempted of Satan in the wilderness, the mind or heart of Satan was revealed by the words that he spoke. And I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone, that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Satan consumed the power and the glory that God had given him on his own lust. He rejected God and would not humble himself before him to keep his commandments. Satan is tempting the Messiah to do the same as he himself. But Jesus reminded Satan that it is by God's word and power that life is possible. And although he was very hungry, he showed Satan that his heart was true to God. And again, back to Luke, the 4th chapter, this time verses 5 through 8. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan was perfect when God created him and gave to him power and glory. But Satan's heart, his mind, became so filled, so lifted up with his pride and lust and envy. He lusted to have what only belongs to God. He desired to be as God and to be worshiped as God who made him. The Messiah knew there was no need to steal from God or seize his authority. He knew that those who love God could not begin to measure what he can give to them. And back to Luke again, there in chapter 4, this time verses 9 through 12. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. How subtle that serpent, called the devil and Satan, was to make an attempt to subvert and overthrow the Most High God. Through his lies and perverting of the truth, he sought to make God as corrupt as himself. Jesus the Messiah understood that you cannot force or manipulate God to take part in folly or sin. It is not possible to change the truth of God into a lie. It is, however, possible to cause others to believe lies, even angels. And in Revelations 12, verses 3 and 4, And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, Satan, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. How many stars are out there in the universe? Can they be numbered? If a third of them could be counted, then the number of angels that Satan deceived would be known. Satan and his followers were cast out of their dwelling place in the heavens. The angels that were not rejoiced that he was gone. They also expressed great sorrow for mankind, knowing the magnitude of his hatred and evil. And you can read that a little bit farther down there in the 12th chapter of Revelations in the 12th verse. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The Messiah's chosen apostle Peter also warned to beware that there is a raving mad predator that walks this earth. And that's in one of the epistles that he wrote, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse. And Peter says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. In part 7 of the Kingdom of Heaven, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.